Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Stephen Russo is our guest, Executive Vice President of Eclipsis. Eclipsis with a Y in the middle, eclipsis.com is the website. Stephen, tell us what you guys do.
Well, we're a cybersecurity provider, Jim, but we do it differently than everyone else in the world does it. We do it by utilizing micro tokens. And what we do in essence, Jim, is play a game of bait and switch. And you can't steal real data if real data is not something that's accessible.
Right.
And we use our micro tokens to make that happen.
Why isn't the government using your system?
Well, Jim, I've talked to quite a few high-level officials in different military departments, high-end in government, and unfortunately, in many cases, until recently, they felt that what they had was good enough, and they did not want to take the steps to do more.
Would converting to your system have been a major overhaul?
A major overhaul. It would have been certainly a large project, Jim.
Yeah.
But is it worth it if you could stop the attacks?
Yeah.
I would argue that it is worth it. I'd argue it's worth it.
Do you think that they'll have a different attitude now, or is it too late? I mean, is the jig up? Is it over?
No, it's never too late, Jim. But you have to stop the bad guys from stealing intellectual property from small business, from government, from large companies. You have to stop it because as a country, we continue to develop, we continue to innovate, and if it ends up in the hands of the wrong people, that's just not a good situation.
But your micro tokens are a way of explain again how it works. I like people to hear about this.
Sure. What we do, Jim, is we take real data and we replace it with micro tokens. That's the bottom line. Using our process of micro token exchange, quite a bit of data is not only stolen when it's being stored, but there's a tremendous amount of data that's being stolen while it's called in transit, while it's being transmitted from one endpoint to another endpoint.
The man in the middle.
And that's a big vulnerability. Man in the middle attacks, exactly correct. Yeah. And they're out there. And the small businesses do need to watch out for that. They can do things to protect themselves. We developed a product called WebMTE, which uses micro tokens and various micro token exchange security to protect from man in the middle attacks. It's amazing how many employees, even small business, large business, government, that go to the local Starbucks and use the public Wi-Fi access to do work.
Yeah.
And that's just a bad deal unless you have security that can stop that.
That's the reason why I have a mobile modem on all my computers, and I never use anyone else's Wi-Fi. I always go direct with over my modem, my mobile account on my laptop, wherever I am.
Well, with micro token exchange, you don't have to do that, Jim. If the provider, such as the Starbucks, implemented our WebMTE, all of that transmitted data would be secured.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a quick question. SSL hacking, what is that? SSL, folks, is a security certificate on your website, on your pages. But what is SSL hacking?
Well, it's a way for them, Jim, to get through and pass the security certificates. And in essence, the term is spoof. They make the other system believe that the connection that they're making is who they think it is. And that's really what it is. It's a spoofing effort that allows them to imitate the secure site and capture the data.
Wow. That is hijacking. That is a form of hijacking. And so your own SSL certificate, which everybody, you know, thinks is so great, could actually be diluted. Hey, Stephen, I need the website one more time, please.
Eclipsis.com, ECLYPSES.com.
Are you going to go back to the government and say, hey, what about now?
We're always talking to them, Jim. But things in the government just don't happen fast, as we know, whether it's cyber, whether it's anything else. They move very, very slow.
We are in World War III, aren't we? And the government needs to get there.
No doubt.
Understand that, yeah. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
It's a pleasure.
Stephen Russo, EclipseSys.com. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.